I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Happy Monday, everyone, and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. I hope you've had a great weekend, and I hope you're really excited about our intention setting practice for this week. I don't know about you, but I am really looking forward to Mondays. I love sitting down and purposefully, intentionally, mindfully actually deciding what kind of energy I want to anchor into for the week ahead. And today for our intention, I have something fairly specific in mind. Over the weekend, I went through a bit of a scare with a loved one who is ill. And it just brought me this big feeling in my heart of how important it is that we speak our love out loud. That we actually tell the people we love, whether they are our blood family or chosen family or friends or our spouse, our kids, people in our life that we truly love, that we spend time actually sharing that love with them and actually speaking that love out loud, telling them how much they mean to us. And maybe this is something that resonates in your life as well. I know it takes a certain level of intimacy. It takes a certain level of vulnerability to actually, from an open-hearted place, reach out to someone in our lives just to say, hey, I just want to let you know just how much you mean to me. I love you so much, and I'm so grateful and happy that your presence is here in my life. Just even saying that gives me a little goosebumpy, because it's one thing telling our friends every other day, love you, love ya, see you later, you know, bestie. It's a different kind of energy to actually drop into a really vulnerable space and share that love from an authentic place of truth, right? It really means that we need to get comfortable with that level of intimacy in our relationships. And intimacy can be really fucking hard. I mean, I know that more than anyone else. Intimacy can be such a hard place to get to, because getting truly intimate with someone we love means we are opening up our hearts to the point of risking our hearts getting broken or risking us getting hurt. So for many of us, we kind of move through life with these important relationships by our side, and we know we love them and they're important, but we don't spend enough time getting to that true vulnerable place with those people that we spend time with all the time. I mean, if you're married, and I know this in my own marriage, how easy it is to just get into this vibe of going with emotion. You're just going with the flow. And sometimes it's easy to forget that, hey, this is the most important person in my life. I love and cherish them so much. We have to take ourselves out of the day-to-day, the habits, the things that need to get done, the chores, the work, the kids, you know, all that stuff that accumulates, and get back to that place of open-hearted love. And whichever relationship you want to focus on this week, I mean, maybe there's a specific relationship where you feel like you really want to share this love in a more profound and open way. Or maybe for this week, you want to just spread your love all around.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Our intention this week is, this week I will speak my love out loud. This week I will speak my love out loud. And you can decide today, as it's Monday, which relationships you want to focus on. Maybe make a little plan, you know, dedicate extra time to talk to the most important people in your life, to get special moments to spend with them alone. You know, take your partner out for a date night if you can, schedule a bestie day with your best friend, but actually do it with the intention of sharing how much they mean to you. And I promise you, you are going to encounter moments throughout this week in your day today where you get presented with the opportunity to tell someone you love that you love them. And it might be via text, it might be an unexpected phone call, it might be meeting that person and having just a conversation open up to something vulnerable. This is the week you jump on those moments. This is the week you take every opportunity you have to share how much the people in your life actually mean to you. You will never, ever regret speaking that love out loud. And I also want to add, if there is a relationship present in your life right now with a person you deeply love, but the relationship is challenging you, or you've set a boundary and you're not speaking to that person currently, or you're just not in a space where you're in open communication with that person, you can share your love for them as you sit down for your spiritual practices. You can sit down in meditation and send the other person all the love and compassion that sometimes is hard to speak out loud. So channeling that love their way, whether you do it, speaking it to their face or not, it's going to be felt the same way. So take the chance, jump on the opportunity to tell the people you are speaking to that are present in your life right now. And if there's a person who isn't as present, but you still want to share love with them, do it sitting in silence. You absolutely can. You can do it right here, right now. And it might just change something in that dynamic too. Wishing you a truly loving, heartfelt rest of this week. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you spend tons of time with the people that you love. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.